Coordinated, episode 200, Be an AP Reader.
Greetings, AP coordinators. Derek Kometa here, former AP coordinator, now senior director, AP coordinator experience for the AP program.
And I'm Carly Suge, school counselor and AP coordinator.
Thanks for joining us for episode 200. That's right. 200 different times you have been in the right place to be to hear all the latest and greatest in the world of AP coordinators. At least we hope it was 200 times.
And to celebrate, I'm taking over the show. I'm so ready. Let's get to it. Let's get coordinated.
Good morning, Carly.
Good morning to you, Derek. How's it going?
Going well. Thank you for asking. I am excited about today's conversation. I think in a roundabout way, it's going to be one of the most helpful episodes ever. And it's thanks to you because you chose the topic for today.
I did. And there's a very specific reason. Let me tell you a little story. As the AP coordinator at my school, by default, I am considered the expert on campus when it comes to anything AP. And I mean anything. I get all sorts of questions directed my way. Questions from school leadership, from students and parents, and of course, from AP teachers.
Huh. And let me guess, you don't like it when you don't know the answer to a question.
Not at all. It really bothers me. I feel like I should know, even when the question is not related to ordering exams or testing in May.
I sense you are a little worked up over this. I know you are a counselor. Do we need to get some counseling arranged for you personally?
No. What I need, Derek, are answers. I need answers. And specifically, I need to know what to say when my AP teachers ask me about becoming an AP reader. They hear about it. They sort of know a little about it, but they come to me and I'm tired of not knowing what to say. Help me out.
Yes, boss. I'm on it. Fortunately, I know just the person to talk to. He's a friend of mine. Let me look up his number. Yes, here it is. One moment.
AP Reader Super Duper Emergency Hotline. This is Ken Moulton. How can I help you?
Ken, that's quite a hotline you have there. Hey, it's Derek Kometa.
Hey, Derek, what's up? Don't tell me. Carly's upset with you again.
Right. How did you know? Hey, seriously, don't get me into more trouble here. Carly's on the line. She can hear you.
Hey, Ken. Nice to meet you.
And you as well. The pleasure is all mine. Hey, so Derek's told me lots of great things about you. And of course, I listen to your podcast every week. You really carry the show. Good job, propping Derek up. We know that's not an easy job.
Ken, I can also hear you. Man, are we recording this? Hey, on a serious note, Carly has some questions. Actually, her AP teachers have some questions. And they keep going to her for answers. Now, this is a pretty common occurrence for AP coordinators. If you have a minute, I thought we could chat about the AP reading and specifically about becoming an AP reader. You up for that?
Oh, man. I didn't know we were recording this. Should I go put on a dress shirt and a tie?
No need. Audio only. Podcast, Ken. Podcast.
Got it. In that case, I'm ready. I've actually been overseeing the annual planning activities for the AP reading for several years now. I think I can help.
All right, then. Carly, I have the sense that you have some questions bubbling up right now. I can see it on your face.
Absolutely. Time for you to press the mute button, Derek. I'm taking over. Hey, Ken. So first question. Frankly, I'm not even sure what the AP reading is. And what does it mean to be an AP reader?
Great question. So the AP reading is a huge event where AP teachers and college faculty score millions of responses from AP exams administered to students each May. The AP reading takes place during the first 2.5 weeks in June. Over 23,000 educators served as AP readers in 2023.
And what would you say is the main reason teachers choose to become AP readers?
Well, there's many reasons, but I'd say the one I hear the most is that the teachers tell us that this is the best possible professional development available. They gain an in-depth understanding of the AP exam and learn how to apply official AP rubrics. This allows them to better assess their own students' work. In other words, it helps them be better teachers.
That sounds good. So can all of my AP teachers be readers?
Well, there used to be a minimum number of years of experience required, but not anymore. Now, any AP teacher who is course authorized and currently teaching the subject can apply to become an AP reader.
I like where this is going, Ken. Tell me more. What else do you hear from those who are AP readers?
Well, let's start with this. In our most recent survey, 97% of AP readers said that they had a positive experience. Additionally, this survey showed us that 98% of AP readers who have participated in more than one reading say that their participation has had a positive impact on their teaching. Meaning, and this is what I said before, being an AP reader helps them become better teachers. And ultimately, their students are the ones who benefit.
I like the sound of that. Okay, let's assume some of my teachers are interested but prefer not to travel.
Good news. AP readers can score from the reading sites or at home. At-home scoring opportunities are available for all AP subjects, and all scoring is done on a computer.
Now, what if my teachers do want to travel? Where do they get to go?
Well, that depends on the subject that they are reading for. Options for this summer, 2024, include Tampa, Florida, Kansas City, Missouri, Cincinnati, Ohio, or Salt Lake City, Utah. I attend them all, and I can tell you, they have a great time no matter where they are.
Now, besides the collaborative professional development and the opportunity to travel, what else is in it for my teachers?
Well, readers can earn professional development hours and continuing education units, otherwise known as CEUs. That's always nice. And they do get paid. That's right. All readers receive compensation for their work during the AP reading.
Whoa, very nice. I'm sold. I'm ready to sell this to my teachers. So how do they apply?
High school AP teachers can simply complete an application to become an AP reader. Teachers need to have completed the AP course audit process before applying. Once the application is approved, teachers are eligible to receive an invitation to future AP readings. They do not need to reapply every year. Applications are accepted year-round, but invitations are limited and vary by subject area. This school year, 2023-24, we have the most need for readers in AP Seminar, Research, U.S. History, World History, and U.S. Government and Politics.
Derek, can we put a link to the application in the... Oh, Derek, unmute yourself, please.
Oops, sorry. Yes, link to the application in the show notes. On it.
Ken, thank you so much for answering all my questions. I really appreciate getting all that good information. I feel like I'm much better prepared now. Whew.
I'm happy to help. Thanks for having me on the show, Carly. And thanks, AP coordinators, for all that you do to help make the magic happen for your AP students.
Thanks, Ken. And Carly, how about sharing your, I was going to say our, but I think it's your podcast episode, so it's your call to action.
AP coordinators, please consider sharing this episode with your AP teachers and school leadership. As you heard, applications are being accepted right now. Help improve your AP program. Help your teachers, help your students. Help everyone be a little more coordinated. And on behalf of AP Program Delivery and the AP Coordinator Experience team, we do absolutely appreciate you. And for all our support of AP students, yep, our support, AP coordinators, we are truly good as gold.
good is gold.
AP coordinators, we're back. The annual Back to School Workshop, just for AP coordinators, is back and better than ever. Year after year, this is by far the most popular and well-attended event for AP coordinators. Workshops are available during the day, evening, and even on the weekends. They launch in July and continue through September. Plan on joining us just before your school year begins. Check out the show notes for a link to register right now, or you can go to collegeboard.org/AP Coordinator Experience. That's collegeboard.org/AP Coordinator Experience. Register now for your preferred date and time, and we'll see you at the workshop.